नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 23 यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी
यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी
यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी
यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी
कंसेन रुद्धात् चिरं शुचार्पिता
कंसेन रुद्धात् शुचेन पिता
कंसेन रुद्धात् तिचिरं सुचार्पिता
कंसेन रुद्धात् तिचिरं
सुचार्पिता
सुचार्पिता
विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो
विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो
विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो प्रवेयनाथेन मुहुर्विपद्गणात् त्वयैव नाथेन मुहुर्विपद्गणात्
गणात्
यथा
यथा
एज इट वेयर
यथा एज इट वेयर
ऋषिकेश
ऋषिकेश
द मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस
द मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस
खलेना
खलेना
बाय द एनवियस
बाय द एनवियस
देवकी
देवकी
देवकी द मदर ऑफ श्री कृष्ण
द मदर ऑफ श्री कृष्ण
कमसेना
कमसेना
बाय किंग कमसा
बाय किंग कमसा
रुद्धा
रुद्धा
इम्प्रिजन्ड
इम्प्रिजन्ड
अति
चिरम
फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम
फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम सुचार पिता
डिस्ट्रेस्ड
डिस्ट्रेस्ड
विमोचिता
विमोचिता
रिलीज्ड
रिलीज्ड
अहम
च
आल्सो मायसेल्फ
आल्सो मायसेल्फ सह आत्मजा
अलोंग विथ माय चिल्ड्रन
अलोंग विथ माय चिल्ड्रन
विभो
विभो
ओ
ग्रेट वन
त्वया
एव
बाय
योर लॉर्डशिप
नाथेन
नाथेन एज द प्रोटेक्टर
मुहु
मुहु
कांस्टेंटली
कांस्टेंटली
विपद
गणात
फ्रॉम ए सीरीज ऑफ डेंजर्स
फ्रॉम ए सीरीज ऑफ डेंजर्स
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O Rishikesha, Master of the Senses and Lord of Lords, you have released your mother, Devaki, who was long imprisoned and distressed by the envious king, Kamsa, and me and my children from a series of constant dangers. Please repeat.
O Rishikesha,
Master of the Senses,
Master of the Senses,
and Lord of Lords,
and Lords of Lords,
you have released your mother,
you have released your mother,
Devaki,
Devaki, who was long imprisoned, and distressed,
by the envious King Kamsa,
by the envious King Kamsa, and me and my children, from a series of
constant dangers.
Constant dangers.
purport. Devaki, the mother of Krishna and sister of King Kamsa, was put into prison along with her husband Vasudeva because the envious king was afraid of being killed by Devaki's 8th son. He killed all the sons of Devaki who were born before Krishna, but Krishna escaped the danger of child slaughter because he was transferred to the house of Nanda Maharaj, Lord Krishna's foster father. Kunti Devi along with her children was also saved from a series of dangers, but Kunti Devi was shown far more favor because Lord Krishna did not save the other children of Devaki, whereas he saved the children of Kunti Devi. This was done because Devaki's husband Vasudeva was living, whereas Kunti Devi was a widow, and there was none to help her except Krishna. The conclusion is that Krishna endows more favor to a devotee who is in greater dangers. Sometimes he puts his pure devotees in such dangers because in that condition of helplessness, the devotees become more attached to the Lord. The more the attachment is there for the Lord, the more success is there for the devotee. Take the next one also. Vishan Mahagane, Visham Mahagane Purushada Darshanat.
Visham Mahagane Purushada
Darshanat. Asat Sabhayavana Vasakrishcharataha.
Asat Sabhayavana Vasakrishcharataha.
Mrade Mrade Neka. Mahārthar sāstrato
Nagena Vrajena Neka Mahārthar
sāstrato Dronya astras chasma hera abhirakshitaha
Dronya astras harena abhirakshitaha.
My dear Krishna, your lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from suffering during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama. Purport. The list of dangerous encounters is submitted herein. Devaki was once put into difficulty by her envious brother, otherwise she was well. But Kunti Devi and her sons were put into one difficulty after another for years and years together. They were put into trouble by Duryodhan and his party due to the kingdom. And each and every time the sons of Kunti were saved by the Lord. Once Bhima was administered poison in a cake, once they were put into the house made of shellac and set afire. And once Draupadi was dragged out and attempts were made to insult her by stripping her naked in the vicious assembly of the Kurus. The Lord saved Draupadi by supplying an immeasurable length of cloth, and Duryodhan's party failed to see her naked. Similarly, when they were exiled in the forest, Bhima had to fight with the man-eater demon Hidamba Rakshasa, but the Lord saved him. So it was not finished there. After all these tribulations, there was the great battle of Kurukshetra, and Arjuna had to meet such great generals as Drona, Bhishma and Karna, all powerful fighters. And at last, even when everything was done away with, there was the Brahmastra released by the son of Dronacharya to kill the child within the womb of Uttara. And so the Lord saved the only surviving descendant of the Kurus, Maharaj Parikshit. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenatasmai Shri Guruve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. यथा ऋषिकेश खलेन देवकी कंसेन रुद्धात् चिरं सुचार्पिता विमोचिताहं च सहात्मजा विभो कवे नाते न मोर्विपद्गणात्। ओ ऋषिकेश, मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस एंड लॉर्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड्स, यू हैव रिलीज योर मदर देवकी हु वॉज लॉन्ग इम्प्रिजन्ड एंड डिस्ट्रेस्ड बाय द एनवियस किंग कंसा एंड मी एंड माई चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम ए सीरीज ऑफ कॉन्स्टेंट डेंजर्स। विशान महाग्नेह पुरुषाद दर्शनात् असत्सभाय वनवासकृच्छतः मृदे मृदे नेक महारथास्त्रतो द्रोण्यस्तस्त्रश्चास्म हेर अभिरक्षितः। माय डियर कृष्णा, योर लॉर्डशिप हैज प्रोटेक्टेड अस फ्रॉम ए पॉइजन केक, फ्रॉम ए ग्रेट फायर, फ्रॉम कैनिबल्स, फ्रॉम द विशियस असेंबली, from suffering during our exile in the forest and from the battle where great generals fought, and now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama. Mother Kunti, here she is describing all the horrible things that happened there in life, but what is more important than that is that she is saying, she is acknowledging that every time Krishna, she says, oh Krishna, you saved us from Vishan, Mahagni, where they were put in a house made of shellac. I mean, you imagine the technology at that time, a house made of shellac, and nobody knew, you know, it was made perfectly as if it's a normal house, only it was supposed to burn because shellac catches fire very fast. Then Purushad Darshanat. Then Purushad Darshanat, you know, like the people, the cannibals. The Hidimba was supposed to eat Bhima. He was so powerful. Bhima although was powerful, but you know, ultimately he has to depend on Krishna. And then we know the whole story about how Draupadi was dragged into the assembly by Dushasana, and then he tried to disrobe her, and what happened there. When they were in Vanvas, again they suffered, you know. And in the battle, Mrudhe Mrudhe, he said, you know, Aneka, who were there? Maharatha, Maharathis were there on the other side. And Prabhupada quotes three of them, you know, Drona, Bhishma and Karna. Duryodhana himself was also a great warrior. So all this Pandava's army was not so strong in terms of numbers and all, but because Krishna was there, he saved every time. That's what she is saying here, that every time you saved us, you know. So here we should understand that Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna puts his devotees sometimes in danger, you know. Especially many people say that, oh, they were all Pandavas, they were all devotees of Krishna, but look at them, they suffered so much. So the suffering is to purify. So Krishna keeps on testing. Sometimes he tests more than others because he is more dear, they are more dear to him. It's like, you know, you take some mineral and then you keep on burning it, you know, put in the fire, you know, put this and put that. And, but ultimately what comes out is gold, you know, or some other precious metal. It has to go through so much trial. There was a story about a, I don't know whether you read that, I had sent it also to many people, about a cup, a ceramic cup, you know. He is complaining, you know, because he is again the same thing. He is put into fire, washed with acid, and so many things happens. But when he comes out, final product, it's so nice. Everybody looks at it, you know, somebody, like gold, everybody is crazy about. Another example given is about a bamboo tree, you know. It also complains because bamboo tree, it takes a long time to sprout. Unlike other trees you put the seed and, but bamboo when you put, it takes years to get starting. So this bamboo tree is also, you know, complaining. Krishna, oh, what I have done wrong? Why it takes so long? Like that, you know. But then, the answer is so nice. It said that the bamboo tree, he says, you take long because I had to make your roots strong. Why? Because the bamboo grows tall, very tall. And then the whole weight of that, see, unlike the tree has a big trunk. Okay? So the whole thing is balanced. But for a bamboo, it is very lean and it goes tall. So with a little wind, it can just fall, you know. So the root must be very, very strong. So the same way, we are like that bamboo, you know. Sometimes, not all, some are like that. Some people always complain in the beginning, oh my God, Krishna, why are you doing it to me? But that's the answer. So in other words, whatever Krishna does is for our good. That we must always remember. Always remember that Krishna is our bestest friend, as they say. And he knows what we need. And he keeps loving us, testing us, but he never hates us, you know. That's the beauty. Krishna never hates his devotee. We, in our love affairs, we sometimes love, sometimes hate, all this happens. But Krishna is a true friend. He will chastise you. Like a true friend must chastise, you know. If your something is going wrong, then that's the friendship. You must correct your friend if the friend is not doing the right thing. So here we can see, she also mentions about Devaki, you know, that how Devaki was released, she was put in the prison. You can imagine for so many years, you know. Every year or every whatever period is, she was getting a child and Kamsa was killing. So this is Kunti Devi. And now her prayer, this is just a narration of the prayer. But her prayer on the next shloka, which will come tomorrow, also will be fascinating. I get fascinated by that, you know, that the prayer of Kunti is something difficult for us to follow, but if we can, then we can never have a problem. In the sense, problems may be there, but you know, we will not be affected by the problem. That's the point. So let's stop here. If there is any question, comment, we can take it up. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.